Okay, good morning, everyone. After Halach Manya, we're really ready to begin Magid. Magid, of course, begins with the questions that the children are asking, because this is the nature of Magid. It has to be higat l'vimcha. It has to be a response to a question that the children pose, ideally if there are children around the table, or that somebody poses. So, achar kach mozgin kos sheni v'hatinok shaol, after as we pour the second cup, child asks, manish tana, then ain't tinok yeshal ben acher, obito, chavero, ishto, somebody's got to ask the question. It should be pointed out that manish tana is really more of a safety net than anything else. Ideally, we try to do things at the beginning of the Seder to help to stimulate curiosity and to make the kids wonder, there's something strange going on, something odd is happening. Pull out all the stops, whatever it is that you have to do. According to many Rishonim, even if they just ask something along the lines of, huh? That's weird. Even if it has nothing really to do directly with other Rishonim, argue that it has to be, similarly, that it has to be on the topic and on the of the nature of the Seder night and the mitzvahs of the Seder night. But according to many, even if they just say, "What's going on? That's such a bizarre practice. Something strange is happening." That nevertheless, that is sufficient. That may be the whole reason for the institution of Karpas. Rabbi Teitz famously, Rabbi Teitz Olav Shalom from Elizabeth, used to famously use a banana for Karpas. Why? Because it's pretty weird. It's pretty weird. Just so that kids see that there's something really, really strange happening, and we want to elicit some of those questions. But at the very least, they ask Manish Tana, the text as we have it, in the Haggadah, and then the response is, V'chakach omer, Mavodam Hayinu, that we were slaves to Pyro and Mitzrayim. That's why we're doing all these strange things, because we were Avadim, and then Baruch Hashem, we were taken out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. The Haggadah is a text, and it should be a text that guides us, but it's more than just a recitation of a text. It's not the sort of thing that we can simply just daven up and then feel as though we fulfilled our obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If there are people around the table, which probably refers to all of us, who have an easier time understanding things in English than in Hebrew, it should be explained in a language that we understand, that the people, everybody around the table understands, certainly in a manner that will be appropriate for children to really understand and absorb the messages of the Seder night. Bim gamba atzmo eno meidim lashon HaKadosh, he himself doesn't understand. Yomer toch HaKadosh hu imperish Ashkenaz. Find something with a Yiddish translation for you Yiddish speakers out there, an English translation, whatever it is that you need to use in order to make sure that you yourself understand and also that you're conveying it in a manner so that everybody else around the table understands as well. V'achar kol peske yomer b'lashon Ashkenaz, after every paragraph, recited or translated into a language that everybody understands. It's fascinating. He says, all the more so for those three paragraphs of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said that unless we speak of Pesach Matzah Umaror, then we haven't fulfilled our obligation. Why is that a kol shekein? It's interesting that it's all the more so. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a baseline, right? You have to understand what is transpiring when you speak about Avodim Hayinu. But seemingly because the whole purpose of these recitations that were meant to understand the reason behind the mitzvah, so if you are simply reading the text but you don't understand what's going on, it becomes much more difficult to say that you're conveying really much of anything at all, that that's at all fulfillment of Rabban Gamliel. Maybe on some level you could say that if you recite the paragraph of Avodim Hayinu, even if nobody understands, maybe on some level you've at least said something, you've conveyed the information, even if it's in a manner that nobody really understands. Certainly when it comes to Pesach Matzah Umaror, you have to explain the reason for each one of these mitzvahs. So if those are paragraphs that are not readily understood, we need to make a point specifically of translating them. When we get to V'yisha Amda, we cover over the matzos because we raise our cup. We know this from Kiddush in general on Shabbos and Yontif, that when we raise our cup as if to say that we're about to make a Berit Piragafen, or that we're highlighting Berit Piragafen in the face of the matzah, we need to make sure that we cover the matzah over, that we don't suggest that Berit Piragafen ordinarily, usually, comes even before Hamotzi. So we take our cups, we sing V'hi Sha'amda, that in every generation that there are others who rise up against us, and it's not only Mitzrayim, but Mitzrayim is something that's revisited, unfortunately, generation after generation. Maybe we have already known the last vestiges of that phenomenon. Finally, when we get to Shigia, when we speak about these Pesach Masun Maror, we need to make a point of pointing and highlighting those actual items that are on the table. Shemagia l'matzazo, notels machtzis ha-matzah shebakarim, maror levnei beisov, omer matzazo. We speak about this being the matzah. Similarly, when we get to Maror, we say this is the Maror. Of course, when we get to the Karban Pesach, We don't actually point or do anything to suggest that the Zeruah on the table is actually a Karban, because it's decidedly not a Karban. It's a placeholder. We don't want to give the impression that we are eating Kudshin in Chutz La'aretz. Finally, the tail end of Magid, we actually have the beginning of Hallel. Hallel is divided into two. That's when we get to the paragraph of Lefikach. After everything that's been said, therefore, we owe tremendous thanks and tremendous praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of Hallel. We get to Lefikach, Magid is over. Matzah is the Lechem She'onin Alav Dvarim Harbe. It's the Lechem Oni. We say and recite so many different recitations over it, but those all relate to Magid. Once we get to Hallel, we then cover the matzah back over, we pick up the cup again, and we finally finish with the bracha at the end of Magid of Ga'al Yisrael. Everyone have a wonderful day.